Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is divine healing, and we're doing part 25. In this part, we're talking about seven things you should know about divine healing, and we're doing point four. And in point four, there are seven methods in God's word whereby healings can be obtained by the believer. In this audio, I'll be covering the last three methods, and they are: one, receiving healing through the laying on of hands; two, receiving healing through gifts of healing; and three, knowing that healing belongs to you, that is the believer. Let us now go to Mark chapter 16, starting at verse 14 through to 18. This is the great commission that Jesus put upon the disciples. Later he appeared to the 11 and sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." In this scripture, we can see the fifth method of receiving healing. Receiving healing through the laying on of hands. All believers who believe the gospel are the ones to lay hands on the sick, and the healing is done by God. Let me be a bit more clear about this. God's done everything to heal the believer and to heal people who do not believe. Now, in this scripture, the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go into the world and lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." We are, the believers, are to lay hands upon the sick, and in the name of Jesus, command healing into the body and to cast out the sickness out of their body. In the Great Commission, Jesus empowered the believers with his authority and with the anointing to heal the sick. This must be done today by the believer. If you are born again, in the name of Jesus, you have the authority to cast out sickness and disease out of people's body, but it must be done in the name of Jesus. Please also remember that in the Word of God, it says that Jesus was empowered by God with the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God to cast out demons that were oppressing people with sickness and disease. That authority has also been given today to the believer, where we are to cast out devils in the name of Jesus, and this will produce healing in some cases. Let us now go to the sixth method of receiving healing, and it's called receiving healing through the gifts of healing. Let us now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 4. This is talking about the spiritual gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit to the believer from God. Verse 4, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues." Verse 11, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." What I want you to see here is we're talking about the Holy Spirit. He is the one who gives the gifts. He's the one who empowers the gifts. So it's very important to get to know the Holy Spirit and the gifts. But it says here quite clearly, there is a gift of healings by the same Spirit and a working of miracles. These are two different things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, says that one of the spiritual gifts God has placed in the church or the body of Christ is the gift of healing, which is separate from other forms of healing. It is a supernatural manifestation of healing power through one person to another person. The manifestation of the gifts of healing does not work as I want it to work or as I will. However, it works as the Holy Spirit wills. I hope you can see the difference here. Every believer has the authority and the right to pray for healing for anyone else, but the gift of healings is a spiritual gift that God puts into the body of Christ to manifest himself generally through the fivefold ministry people. Let us now go to the seventh method, and the seventh method is called Know That Healing Belongs to You. All believers should be able to receive their own healing according to the scriptures of Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 and 5 and Matthew chapter 8 verse 17 and 1 Peter 2:24. Refuse to allow disease and sickness into your body, because we are healed and redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ from the curse. Every sickness and disease that comes under the curse, whether it's named or not named, we are, the believer, is redeemed from in the name of Jesus. It's very important for every believer who's born again to understand that. If you are born again, you come under Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, which reads, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or a cross, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Through Jesus Christ, the born-again believer has authority over every sickness and disease, named and not named, that comes under the curse. Why? Because Christ has redeemed the believer from the curse of the law. God expects his children, his sons and daughters, to refuse sickness and disease, to know it's not from God, it's from Satan, and at the same time to receive their own healing. God wants every believer to know that healing through Jesus Christ and the work on the cross, healing belongs to every born-again believer. When sickness and disease comes upon the body, refuse it in the name of Jesus and say, No, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes I am healed. And then by faith receive your healing, because it belongs to you. Amen. Let me now do a quick summary of the seven methods that we use to receive healing from the Word of God. The first method is use the name of Jesus against the devil. Demand in the name of Jesus that the disease and sickness should leave. The second method, pray for healing to the Father in the name of Jesus. The third method, agree in prayer on the basis of Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. The fourth method, anoint with oil in accordance with James chapter 5 verse 14. The fifth method, receive healing through the laying on of hands. The sixth method, receive healing through the gifts of healing. The seventh method, know that healing belongs to you. Thank you for being with me in this audio. I hope you've enjoyed the message that I've been sharing with you today. And thank you very much for being with me. Until next time, until the next audio, and thank you and God bless.